This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, one of our top guests here, man, covers college basketball like nobody can, Scott Spinelli. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
Coach, yesterday we had on the head basketball coach from Nicholls State, Coach Boog, Tevon Sadler, and always tease him about this. He's from Maryland, so I said, you know, he's just a college boy from Maryland. He don't know nothing about the real world, even though he played at Nicholls State, but he grew up in that area. He thinks that Maryland has got a legitimate shot to beat Florida, and he said, I think they can win it all. Now, I don't know if I'd go that far, but your thoughts on Maryland, Florida, the matchup tonight. I know Coach Boog, I think maybe he's talking more from the heart than the head here, but your thoughts on Maryland, Florida tonight?
Well, first and foremost, I think, that game right there is obviously going to be a high-level matchup. I mean, when you talk about, you know, the both teams, they both have so many different weapons. Obviously, you know, Derek Queen is gets in terms of being a skilled guy that can go in and away from the basket, plays with a lot of energy. And they did really well in the transfer portal, picking up some guys that, you know, assume their roles. I mean, they can impact winning in so many ways. But to me, I don't know. I think that their depth, I think, is going to be an issue here tonight. I just think Florida is so much deeper than Maryland. And I do think Florida, you know, just because their size, they're going to be able to match up. And those guys that they have, you know, those bigs Florida has, I mean, they can get away from the basket too and defend, a guy like, you know, Derek Queen. So I think, you know, you're going to see a matchup that I think will be very interesting. But I think as the game goes, I think Florida, with their depth, you know, will wear Maryland down.
Arkansas, Texas Tech, this is kind of the dichotomy matchup here. Arkansas, fast-paced. They like to push it up the floor, take the three-point shot. Texas Tech, man, a really good defensive team. Your thoughts on that matchup? Because it really kind of strength against strength here.
Thing about, you know, Arkansas, I mean, you know, listen, Arkansas, Coach Calipari's got, they're one of the more talented teams in the tournament. And he's got them playing their best basketball here late in the year. Obviously, John L. Davis has done it before at Florida Atlantic, and he's, you know, twice. I mean, so, you know, that was a very big pickup for Arkansas in the portal. But I do think in this game, I think Texas Tech, I mean, look, they're the type of team that, again, they can play both ways. They could beat you fast. They could beat you playing in the half court. You know, Toppin is as good as it gets. Good game, though. I think two kind of, you know, evenly matched teams in terms of talent. But I do think Texas Tech, just because of the fact that they have such a tenacious defense, at the end of it, will win out in that game. But I think that will be a really good game, too.
Coach, it kind of felt like a win-win-win situation when you see, you know, Coach Cal moving to Arkansas. He's got them in the Sweet 16 in his first year. Coach Pope leaves BYU and then takes over Kentucky. He's got them in the Sweet 16 their first year. And then Coach Young takes over BYU, and he's got them in the Sweet 16 as well. The matchup tonight between BYU and Alabama, I'm really looking forward to. I mean, the books are all over this about it being a very high-scoring affair between two elite offensive teams. We saw BYU kind of squeak out that victory against Wisconsin in another very high-scoring affair, and now they get to play another very good offensive team in Alabama. What do you expect from this matchup tonight?
Coach, they can't put the total high enough.
No, they really can't.
Listen, I think you have, again, what's happening this year, I'll get back to the matchup, as you guys, when we came in last time, we talked about 25 teams or so that could upset a one, just because, you know, there's a legit 25 teams that have so much money in the NFL. This, you know, a lot of these teams, you know, can compete with these other teams. And the NCAA tournament has kind of been a little bit uneventful, and I think it's going to become more uneventful over the next several years, just because these mid-major guys that are leaving these mid-major programs, they're taking the NIL money, and some of them are just sitting on the bench at the high levels. But getting back to this game, I agree with you. This is two teams that, you know, have a high-level, high-octane offense. Look, BYU has one, you know, guy on the team, 26 years old. I mean, like, they've got some experienced older guys that, again, you know, playing against BYU in the tournament over the years, we were at Texas A&M. You know, they're older, they're more experienced. And again, as you guys know, there's a big difference between a 25, 26-year-old than an 18, 19-year-old. And I think, again, not that Alabama's young, but again, that is a big advantage for BYU. But in the end, I got to tell you, I think Alabama's offense, you know, the way they play so free. They're in a flow type offense. I just think in the end, I think Alabama in this game, you know, is going to beat BYU. I think, again, it's going to be an up and down game, but, you know, something is going to give out. And I think, you know, the Alabama, if they can just, you know, contest the 3-point line, you know, top foot, high hand, and make it hard for BYU, and then they finish possessions with rebounds, I think Alabama in this game will come out on top.
Coach, the South region, this is moving to tomorrow now, Ole Miss, Michigan State, Michigan, Auburn. And that just, both of those matchups could create such a fun Elite Eight where you have potentially Ole Miss versus Auburn or Michigan versus Michigan State, that hated rivalry. Ultimately, we might get Auburn versus Michigan State as well. But your thoughts on those four teams? I think any way you kind of mix and match it, it's going to be a really fun Elite Eight.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But when you think about this now, I mean, Ole Miss right now is nobody's talking about Ole Miss. And when you really look at what they've done in the first weekend, they were dominant. I mean, they were dominant, surprisingly so. I didn't think, you know, this is one of those teams that, you know, you say coming into the tournament, you know, who's going to get hot in the tournament? I think Ole Miss is the hot team right now. As good as Michigan State is, and you never can go against, you know, obviously a Coach Izzo team in the NCAA tournament, this is going to be a very interesting game here. I think Ole Miss right now is playing very, very good basketball. They defend. You know, they've got a team that, you know, is scoring from all different, you know, different positions. This is going to be an interesting game. But I tell you what, you know, I hate to say it, but I think Ole Miss right now is playing better than any other team right now, at least based on that first week, and they are a very dangerous team. You know, and then you look at Auburn, Michigan. Look, Auburn is, you know, again, is another team that can beat you fast. They can beat you in the half court. Michigan will propose a problem for them just because, again, they've got some big guys that can step away from the basket. Wolf and those guys can make threes. They can handle the ball. You know, so I do think that's going to be an interesting matchup. I think that game would be a lot closer, and it might be a grind-out game. That could be a game that if Michigan puts them in the half court, I think it's in their best interest. I don't think they can get out and run with Auburn, in my opinion, unless they can get easy baskets. But I don't think they want to, you know, crash the glass. I think they want to get back and set their defense and make Auburn beat them in the half court. Not that they can't, but I think that's what Michigan's strategy is. But I think Auburn, in the end, will have too much. And I think Auburn-Ole Miss. Any matchup there, as much as I thought these SEC teams would beat each other up, and they did. We lost a lot of them in the first weekend. You know, these other teams are that good, and they're that complete, and they are older and experienced.
Coach, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you, we had a listener call in. It's been a really miserable season for the Pelicans, and so a lot of folks are looking for the NBA draft and the lottery specifically. The Pelicans right now with the fourth worst record in the NBA, they're going to be picking between 1 and 8 if it ends up that way. I just wanted to ask you if there's any kind of prospects that you're really looking for Pelicans fans to watch in the Sweet 16 over this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, look, the NBA right now, you know, if you really look at the, you know, the formula of, you know, a team like Oklahoma City and how they built their team, and it took years, right? It just, they were in that rebuild mode. But they did a really good job at evaluating guys and getting value on players that weren't necessarily the top guys that were going to be lottery picks and first round guys. There is so many good players out here right now. And I think the old, you know, the old philosophy of, hey, we got to take younger guys. Well, you can take younger guys and develop them. By the time they develop, you know, you're going to have to pay them a max contract if they do. I think in New Orleans' case, I think they've got a tremendous front office. Listen, Bryson Graham is a kid that I recruited. He played for us at Texas A&M. He's there on there in their front office, and I think he's got a keen eye for talent. So I think Pelican fans can really count on him. What I believe to be key for the Pelicans, not just in the, you know, this first round, they got to find those diamonds in the rough. And when you look around, I've seen a lot of players this year that I think are guys that have a lot of value that might not necessarily be talked about in the first round, you know, in the draft, but really good players. And I think that's what the Pelicans are going to have to do to really get their team to where they want it to be, championship caliber.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, always great insights. We love to have you on, and I think it'll be an exciting weekend, college basketball here. Love the matchups.
No question about it. No question about it. Guys, it's always a pleasure. I love being on the show with you guys.
Thanks so much. Coach Scott Spinelli does a great job covering college basketball and certainly the Sweet 16. Everybody got a lot of opinions, but he's one of the first ones today that picked Alabama. Most people are picking the upset here with BYU.
BYU is the hot pick. Alabama is still favored 4.5 points here, Mike. You know, it's going to be back and forth. Alabama scares me a little bit because if they go cold from three, they can lose to anybody. But we'll see what happens tonight. BYU's not exactly great at guarding the three-point line.
And he's on Texas Tech like a lot of people are.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Texas Tech, tough matchup for the Razorbacks.